As a federal employee, you were taught not to break the rules. Suppose a boss orders you to do something that violates a federal practice or rule. If you refuse, you can face discipline, and it will all be legal. The U.S. Court of Appeals just said so. Well, how's that? For some explanation, we turn to federal employment attorney Lynn Bernabe of Bernabe & Cabot. Lynn, good to have you back.
Yes, good to be here.
So this was a ruling in the Rainey case, which versus the Merit Systems Protection Board, in which someone was disciplined for failing to do something that would break an agency rule. That seems counterintuitive.
It does, and it's based on a sort of very literal reading of the statute. And maybe a little background would help here. You know, the Whistleblowing Act for federal employees generally protects disclosures of a law, rule, regulation, and other categories as well. People had generally thought that whenever the word law was used, it also protected people who refused to obey orders that violated a law, rule, or regulation. Well, that all changed about a year ago in the McLean case. McLean, if you remember, was an air marshal, and McLean disclosed to the media certain cuts in the air marshal service, especially at a time of high alert for hijackings. And as a result, he was fired because they said they had a press policy that he couldn't talk to the press about it. And the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, that's a rule or it's a regulation. It's not a law. And the statute said he can't make disclosures that are prohibited by law. So in that case, the Supreme Court said McLean is protected. The air marshal is protected. And a lot of us at the time thought, well, part of that decision was because people are very concerned about air safety, and he was doing a public service, and people understood that and, you know, wanted to protect the safety of air travel. Well, what happened is the logic of that decision was then used in the Rainey case to say, oh, no, the Whistleblower Act only talks about you're protected if you fail to, if you refuse to violate an order that violates the law, not if you refuse to violate a rule or regulation. And so the logic of the McLean case was used in Dr. Rainey's case to basically say you're not protected.
And so using that logic, the court arrived at a completely different outcome.
Exactly. It was less protective of whistleblowers. Now, just to qualify that a little bit, this was under a different provision of the Whistleblower Act. This was under the refusal to obey an illegal order. So it's under a different provision, which provides, as it turns out, less protection than does the other part of the whistleblower statute.
What do we know about the details of this Rainey? I guess it originated in the State Department case.
Yes, he was a Foreign Service officer and a contracting officer for certain, certain aid program to Africa. And he was asked to direct a contractor to rehire a subcontractor, and he believed that was in violation of the FARs, the Federal Acquisition Regulations, which, you know, is very complex. And basically he said the FARs don't allow the State Department to tell its contractors who to hire or not hire, and therefore I'm not obeying this order. I'm not going to tell a contractor who to hire or not as subcontractors. As a result of that, he was fired, and he argued that the Whistleblower Act protected him from violating orders that were illegal.
In this case, though, isn't the FAR itself based ultimately in law, the Competition and Contracting Act?
Yes. You're absolutely right about that. That's why this distinction has never made a lot of is not really very understandable even to lawyers, because it doesn't, you know, all regulations are rooted in some kind of law, and so there's an artificial distinction. What the court here, as the Federal Circuit, basically said is that if the statute says law, it means only law. If it says law, rule, or regulation, it means law, rule, or regulation. And since Congress used both of those phrases, in this case, they only use law, so it only means you have the right to, or you have protection if you fail to obey an order that violates a law or statute.
We're speaking with Lynn Bernabe with Bernabe and Cabot of Washington, D.C. And so that means, just to take this to a maybe a absurd, but maybe not absurd extension, if the same official told the contracting officer to hire or to have a contractor hire my brother-in-law, who happens to be able to do this work, which clearly is against any sense of competition and conflict of interest prohibitions and so on, could that be conceivably something that could be enforceable?
Yes. Yeah. In other words, the way to look at it is the whistleblower who refuses to obey that order, which is illegal under the regulation, would not be protected by the law. And, you know, one of the things the court said, which sort of on a sensible level makes sense, is that there was some controversy about this law to begin with, or this part of the law, that, you know, you have to maintain discipline for subordinates to follow orders, and that on the other side, you don't want subordinates not to follow, you want them to resist illegal orders. And so their thinking on this, the court's thinking was, well, this was the balance they chose. You can't be forced to violate a law, but you can be forced to violate a regulation. I don't think it's a very well thought out distinction, but the wording of the statute allows that. And in your example, your egregious example, an employee who refused to hire your brother-in-law could be fired.
All right. So after this ruling, then, in whose court, no pun intended, is the ball now? Is it up to Congress to tighten up statutes?
Yeah, pretty much so. And I can't see how that's going to happen. I mean, Congress is not very favorable toward whistleblowers right now. But, you know, under both these court decisions, now the Supreme Court one, where the Supreme Court ruled for McClain, the air traffic controller, and this one where he ruled against a Foreign Service officer, they relied on a sort of technical statutory review. And so as a result, this is a sort of kind of inconsistencies one reaches. So it's going to require an act of Congress to get this straightened out.
In a practical sense, though, now it seems to really muddy up the relationship between supervisors and employees when it seems to unleash the possibility, anyway, of a lot of capriciousness on the part of supervisors who can give orders.
I agree with you because, many areas, especially in a lot of regulatory areas, basically agencies are run according to regulations or rules because they're in specialized areas like, say, food safety, you know, even air traffic controllers. You know, they have a TSA, they have a lot of rules and regulations. It's not just there's a law that says you can't do X and that's what governs. And so I think now this is going to give a lot more free rein to supervisors to give what, in common sense way, are illegal orders, but the employee can still be fired for it.
Lots of fun ahead. Attorney Lynn Bernabe specializes in federal employment and whistleblower cases. As always, thanks so much for that insight.
Okay, thank you.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.